بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من أهل بيان رحمه الحديث شقيق بلخي رحمه الله عليه يت mention the five acts of ibadah for achieving five objectives. The first was he said روزی کی برکت چاش کی نماز میں people or those who want desire to have one and barakat in their rizq, they must be regular with the chash namaz, duha namaz, which is a namaz after ishraq salat. And then the second act he mentioned was, aur qabr ki roshni tahajjud ki namaz mein mili. And he said, I found the light of the qabr. There is a dark place, dark abode. I found that light in the tahajjud salat. Form salat in the darkness of the night, in that darkness Allah Ta'ala will convert the tahajjud into a noon, into a light in the qabr. These two were discussed. Now the third dimension is munkar nakir ke sawal ka jawab. Talab kiya to usko kiraat mein paya. Chai pondered and I searched for the answer. How will we answer munkar and nakir, the two Malaika, the two angels who will come into the qabr to question us? And so I found that the answer in the qiraat of the Quran. By making tilawat in abundance, one will be able to answer readily, quickly the questions posed by the two angels. And they are simple questions. Who is your Rabb, man Rabbuka? What is your deen? And who is this person? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These everyone we know, but it will be a different condition, different state there in the qabr. One will be, comes in the hadith, one will become with panic. The aql will not function correctly. But those who are obedient unto Allah Ta'ala, those who submitted to Allah Ta'ala and left this dunya in a nice manner with iman intact, for them Allah Ta'ala will fortify their aql and they will be able to answer munkar and nakir in the qabr without any problem, without any difficulty. Qabr, it is after mort. The qabr is the first station, first halting place in the journey to the akhirat. It is the first stop there. So if one passes there in the qabr, then inshallah ta'ala, one will pass in the qiyamah also. And if there's failure there in the qabr, then it's a certainty one will fail in the akhirat as well. The qabr is a reality which we should not push out from our minds. We are so much engrossed in this dunya that we forget that tomorrow is our time to leave this dunya. In fact, we are so ghafil, so oblivious, so careless that even if we go accompany the mayyat to the qabristan, lower the mayyat, then also it doesn't make an effect. There's no hardly any effect on our hearts. So we must not blot this reality out from our mind. There are those who are professed to be Muslims. They claim that in the qabda, punishment, torment, or the grave is something imaginary. These are imaginary. It's not a real physical condition then. Such a belief is kufr. Such a people who profess they are Muslims, but they hold such beliefs, they are classified as zindiqs. They are not Muslims. They reject a large volume of sahih ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which the punishment of the qabr is mentioned and explained in great detail. So the punishment in the qabr, it is, at times, it is on the body and the soul together, and at times it is only on the ruh. If there is now Allah Ta'ala's decision that sometimes it is on the body and the soul together, and sometimes it is only on the ruh. Whereas in Qiyamah, it will be the new, normal human being always with the ruh. Not only the resurrection or the rising up in Qiyamah will be with the body and the ruh together. So the cover the thing. So by making tilawat in abundance, when we make tilawat, we are speaking the reality with Allah Ta'ala. It's a conversation with Allah Ta'ala. We are repeating the words of Allah Ta'ala. And if with ikhlas, with sincerity, in a proper manner, we make tilawat of the Quran, then to answer munkir and nakir will be an easy task. It will not be difficult. So those people who do not daily recite the Quran, masjid, they are also barren. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "La tajalu qulakum, la tajalu." What in buyutakum al kubur, kuburam. Don't make your homes graveyards. We are in a Qabristan, it's a desolate place, all dead people. Don't your home in your heart should not become like a Qabristan. There. The Quran, reciting of the Quran, it brings nur and light into the home. And also Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that these hearts rust in the Adil Kuba, Yasdaru. That these hearts, they rust, Kama Yasdaru, Hadith, just as steel rust. He was asked, what is Ma Jilawaha, Ya Rasulullah Sallam, what is the polish of the heart? The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Zikrul Maut wa Tilawat al-Quran. That remembering Maut in abundance and Zikr of the Quran in abundance, that is the polish for the heart. So when the heart is polished, the heart is purified with Nur, then there won't be any problem to answer Munkar and Nakir. And then the fourth said, as the Shakir Alhamdulillah said, all پور سرات کا سہولت سے پار ہونا روزہ اور صدقہ میں پایا اسے آئی فاؤنڈ آنسر فار دس کوشچن دیٹنگ فور دا کراسنگ آن پور سرات دا بریج اسپینس اوور جہنم دا وے آف کراسنگ دیٹ بریج ایزی از ٹو از فاسٹنگ ان ابنڈنس از ٹو آبویس بسائز دا fast of Ramadan, there are the other masnoon acts of fasting, sunnah fasting, every Friday, every Monday and Thursday, day of Arafah, the 10 days of Zilhajj, the 2 days of Muharram, etc. So fasting much and keeping sadaqah. As you can afford, sadaqah doesn't necessarily must be used a big amount. Poor person also can give sadaqah within his means by giving sadaqah. And fasting, making this a part of your daily life, just as Salat is part of our daily life, then the crossing on the Sirat, on the bridge over Jahannam, it will become simple. So these are simple acts of ibadah. Simple acts of ibadah. Do not even take much time. Right? Performing chas namaz, few minutes, from 2 rakats until 10 rakats, as the time permits, you can perform it, performing tahajjud salat. You are not in the habit to get up in the night, then before going to bed, perform at least 4 rakats. And reciting Quran Sharif daily, that you'll answer the questions of Munkar and Nakir, even if it's few pages, 1 page also, but don't let any day pass by without having recited the Quran. And giving some sadaqah, fasting now and then, that will help you cross the sirat.